friend Steve O'Keefe. Dr. O'Keefe from John A. Logan College. It is the 37th annual Hunting and Fishing Days at John A. Logan College. First off, Steve, morning.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
So what time? What's the hours for Saturday and Sunday?
9 to 5-ish on Saturday, 9 to 4 on Sunday.
And how many vendors this year?
Dozens, up around 100, the normal number that we have. So up around 100, and it's everything you can imagine, from outdoor gear, fishing gear, hunting gear, clothes, to different food items and food vendors, and just everything that everybody looks forward to every year.
It's one of the few places I've ever bought anything when it comes to going to a fair or an event, because I couldn't say no to that price. And one year it was rain boots, another year it was a great coat. I'm like, man, I'm buying this right now. All right, I'll go to the ATM and get some cash, you know, whatever. And that's one of the things that's always stood out about it. By the way, one of the first questions when I told people you were coming in to join us this morning, they wanted to know about the parking fee. Is that still in place?
It's still in place. It's there. It helps us offset the cost of this event a little bit, but yeah, it's $5
Per carload.
Per carload, yes, not per person, per
right.
car.
So no entry if you want to walk, fine, but parking, $5 to be able to get in. What do you think is the most exciting part of hunting and fishing days? And I say this because it seems like my interests change, and so do what I go seek out at hunting and fishing days. For a long time, for me, it was the water dogs.
Yeah, I think the most exciting thing of hunting and fishing days will always be for me is the kids, and watching the kids, and seeing sometimes kids get introduced to the outdoors, but then kids that are really, really into it, and families that are into it, the fun that they have and they look forward to. So things like the BB gun range and the kids, McDonald's kids fishing hole, and we could not do that without the Moreland Bishop family and McDonald's, and they put that on every year, and they're out there helping kids bait hooks and take fish off hooks, and to me that is what is always exciting, and certainly the entertainment with the dogs jumping and all the vendors that are there, but for me it will always be about the kids, and I think we've always tried to gear this event towards kids.
Yeah, and one of the things that can tell in the attendance too, the kids love it too. 9 a.m. starts the McDonald's Kids Free Fishing event on Saturday, and that runs on to Sunday as well. You know, there's one other thing that, unless you've been on the campus recently, and I've got a number of friends of mine who just can't put it down, and that's Frisbee Golf. And you've apparently added an event there starting 9 a.m. on Saturday for that.
Yeah. Rob Craig, who's a member of our faculty, has been really instrumental in that. They've got the Blackjack Disc Golf Club. So there's people out there year-round almost. When I'm leaving work in the evening, there's always somebody out there playing Frisbee Golf. So we do have a Frisbee Golf course on our campus, and it's open to the public, but yet they're going to have an event on Saturday, and that is unlike golf, where you have to hit it off the ground, you can play in the rain.
Yeah,
so come on out.
Right, providing your shoulders still can handle it. So when it comes to the dog tank, it'll be there, and there's a series of these events at predetermined times, including a championship. Is that right? They works all the way up to the finals?
Yeah, they do. And they have some open stuff where, you know, that is an awesome group of people. I don't know if you've ever talked to those folks when they come in, and they are just eager to help anyone that's interested in it. But then they have their competition, and it will wind down into a championship. And they're just, they're not only fun to watch, but they're great people to talk to.
And they have quite a tight little knit group of.
They do.
You know,
they do.
Pete and some friends of mine, Pete recently passed away, but was a big part of that group. And what I find interesting is when I was looking over the schedule is you've got your competitive dogs, but if you think your dog's got a knack for it, they have a fun jump that's open to the public at 2:30 on Sunday at the Doc Dog Tank. And then the finale start at 3. So just some notes there. All right. There's another event that goes on and sometimes doesn't get the publicity that I think it deserves, because it happens on the lake. It's a fishing tournament. Yep. It starts, I think, 6 or 6:30 a.m. on Saturday morning.
Yeah, that's the high school kids fishing tournament. Again, we've always tried to gear this event towards kids. And high school bass fishing has exploded in Illinois, and certainly in southern Illinois.
And we got some great competitors, the Heron team
and teams that go all over the country. They don't just compete locally. They compete nationally. And, you know, one of those young men that used to compete in those locally has been at our event many years, and he won't be there this year because he's out making a living doing it. It's Trey McKinney. So you talk about people who have come up through this event, and he was doing seminars for us when he was 13, 14 years old. Now he's out on the big tour, and we couldn't be more proud of him. But that's a fun event, and the weigh-in's at the college. So they bring in and do the weigh-in, and they do it just like the pros do it when they, you know, have their weigh-in. So right. That's always fun to watch, and it's fun for the families, and so that starts early in the morning Saturday, but then the weigh-in will be later in the day on the campus.
All right, so this weekend it's Hunting and Fishing Days, the 37th annual. Why isn't it the National Hunting and Fishing Days anymore? Or is it still? My habit is to say National Hunting and Fishing Days.
The full name of our event is the Southern Illinois Celebration of National Hunting and Fishing Days.
Okay.
It is National Hunting and Fishing Days. This isn't a National Hunting and Fishing Days sanctioned event, I guess you could say. But it is our celebration of National Hunting and Fishing Days, which fall on this weekend every year.
So what have you seen historically when it comes to attendance on this event? I know weather impacts it, but we've got 37 years to look back on. I mean, before we were on the air, Steve and I were talking about the first one, which was a monsoon. And I'm not, that's really not hyperbole either. We were like, get the sandbag, because boy, and where can you buy the rubber boots? I mean, but 37 years, what do you see when it comes to numbers? Because when I didn't live here, I came here.
Yeah, 20, 30, we've had 40,000. You know, weather plays a big factor. But we're talking on average 30,000 people will roll through that campus at some point over a two-day period.
And you know, you have a lot of sponsors, and you talked about this, McDonald's, John Morland, and the rest of the gang up there. Love working anything with John. I'm assuming you've got other partnerships that are very substantial that this event wouldn't continue without.
Yeah, Oasis Outdoors is our primary sponsor. They're the title sponsor. As you know, that group has gotten heavily involved with outdoor recreation vehicles and RVs and campers, and they'll have their full onslaught of things over on the campus. So, you know, and just things like the refuge, other groups that come in and do so much to help us put this event on, because, you know, we're starting classes start in it next week, but hospitality management's a new program we have, and the SI Now and other groups like that have helped us put this on for many years, because it is, you mentioned it, you didn't live here, you came here.
Yeah, right.
And it's an event that draws people into Southern Illinois. Bow season for hunters starts on Tuesday. So it's always a good tune-up. By the way, we do have a 3D archery out there, so if you need a little tune-up, come out and do that as well.
A few archery shops as well.
So it's, you know, it is just, it's an event that brings people in. For us, it exposes people to our campus.
This may be, in some cases, the only time somebody can come to this campus is during this time period. I think it's a great introduction.
Yeah, especially it's an event that's geared towards kids. Yeah. These high school kids are coming to our campus for their weigh-in, and right. It's an impression, and we try to roll out the carpet for them.
And, of course, there's goose call training. There's spinnerbait training. There's all kinds of different educational aspects here if you want to learn more. So just some of the items. I did quickly look it up for the Youth Bass Classic. The weigh-in will be at 1:30 on Saturday. Yep. If you want to go and watch.
And I do want to mention, you mentioned goose calling. We don't have the contest like we do more. It's not as big as it once was.
But geese there used to. if we learn how to do a stork call, we're in good company.
I agree.
But you've seen the number of storks at Crab Orchard now. It's like there's a new record. Scott Kell, my friend, said, I've never seen so many of these birds out there ever.
We still do sell a lot of goose calls and duck calls at this event, but
I think you got one of the McCree boys. I think it is.
Yeah, Gary McCree, who passed away, was very involved with Hunting and Fishing Days and the goose calling. They're going to do a memorial call for him on Saturday morning. So I want to make sure I mention that, because he was heavily involved with what used to be the Tim Grounds calling contest and the World Championship, and so he was heavily involved with that. He's passed, and they're going to honor him on Saturday morning. So if folks, particularly goose and duck hunters at the Newt Gary, if they want to come out to that, it'd be a great, great thing to come
Hunting and fishing days this weekend, John A. Logan College, starting Saturday morning at
9 o'clock.